Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In Time Out for Music today, it is the Gold Dust Folk Festival in the small village of Celupec. It is located not far from the capital Sofia, amid the beautiful scenery of the Sredna Gora mountain. This village is famous for the largest copper gold pyrite deposit in Europe, and for its beautiful park Cormineș, where an annual folk fair is held. Nearby are the towns of Zlotice and Pirdop, and 20 kilometers from there is the museum town of Kuprivtica. Several groups in the vicinity have been preserving the rich song and dance tradition of this region, and they are hosts of the first international folklore festival, Gold Dust, which drew groups from Mexico, India, Georgia and Bulgaria. The forum was opened on July the 30th and continued until August the 2nd. We'll learn more about it from the interviews of Albena Bezovska with the organizers and some of the participants in the program. But before we listen to these, let's first hear a performance of Pirin Folklore Ensemble, guests on the second festival night. One hundred lives I will turn into one and will fall like a grain in your land. This is an excerpt from a poem by Haralampi Haralampiev dedicated to the village of Celupec. The Bulgarian poet is among the most famous people born in this village, which today has about 2,500 inhabitants. Its mayor, Alexei Kesyakov, a descendant of an old Kuprivtica family, is convinced that along with material possessions, his team must provide a rich cultural life for the people of Celupec. And traditional songs and dances are among the favorite arts here.
Първо, всяка хубава музика е моя любима, независимо от жанра, но в крайна сметка
folklore is the real carrier of our national identity, says Mr. Kesyakov, and every patriotic Bulgarian should contribute to its preservation. It is known that millions of foreigners around the world admire our national songs and dances. And therefore, in the program of the Gold Dust Festival, we have included professional and amateur groups from this country. And the performances of foreign artists are a gift to the audience and a good way to learn about different cultures. With the festival, we want to contribute to the development of tourism in this area and would like this to become a major source of revenue in the future, says the mayor of the village of Celupec, Alexei Kesyakov. The preparation of the international event included the construction of a magnificent stage. And a little unusual for Bulgaria, the seats for the audience were placed in tiers, where the boxes had wooden tables and benches. And the idea is to combine the events in the park with a time of recreation for the whole family. Artistic director of the festival is Mrs. Margarita Bogdanova, municipal councillor and a true enthusiast. Last year, we were invited by Mr. Emil Pavlov, president of the national section of the International Council of Organizations of Folklore Festivals, to attend the largest international folk festival in the town of Veliko Trnovo. This beauty, these colors have given birth to a dream, to carry them to our native village. And now, happily, we emphasize that there is no such international forum of this magnitude in the area. We are grateful to Mr. Emil Pavlov for the inclusion of our festival in the CHIOF calendar and for the help that we had received. Groups from Mexico and India are invited to Bulgaria for traditional events under the auspices of the international organization. And only the group from Georgia arrived especially for its participation in the Gold Dust. Someone might say that such an event is beyond the power of such a small community, but the assessment of the participants and experts proves otherwise. I am confident that we are on the right track and will cope in the future, says the artistic director of the event, Mrs. Margarita Bogdanova. And before we hear more from the groups from Mexico and India, here is a performance of the children's folklore group Srednogorski Zvuci from the village of Chelupeč. And let's hear now the voices of some of the participants in the first international festival for folklore music held in the village of Chelupeč. Here's the story of Jessica Navarro, founder and leader of the group Vi Danza from Mexico.
The folk group from Mexico, Vi Danza, it's 2 years old. I'm telling you this as a person because it's like my little baby. I'm the person who made this. Actually, this is our first tour in another country. The group is really young. We are from Córdoba. Córdoba is the city, Veracruz is the state.
Which kind of folk music and dances you have in your repertoire?
The kind of dances that we make is, we call like an alternative folklore, because it's not like traditional, as you can see in the places they came from, or for example, the movements are not as in the real way, you know? We are trying to make with a different style, making something that people can make themselves. And actually we are trying to make some different things for the young people, because the folklore in our city is not like something interesting for the for other person, no? So we are trying to make something that could be like the reason that people came together with the folklore and the culture.
This was Jessica Navarro, founder and lead of the group Vidanza from Mexico, talking to Radio Bulgaria's reporter Albena Bezovska, who was in the place during the festival. And here are the words of the man who, during the festival days, both in Veliko Trgnovo and Čelopeč, everyone called a guru.
My name is Ningthaujam Navachandra Singh, in short, Nava Volume. I am the chairman of the Thoibi Manipuri Dance and Cultural Research Institute of Northeast India in Manipur. And we have, as on today, about 200 performing artists are there. Out of which, under Government of India's instruction and direction, we came only 10 people this time. And participating the Veliko Trgnovo International Folklore Festival, Veliko Trgnovo, after that we went to some places like Rajghat, Ruze. Thereafter, we are here at the central area where it covers is the Čelopeč. This institute was founded in 1984 by late Guru N. Thoibi Devi, who expired in the year 2002. She dedicated her life in the field of dance, and she had unreserved and very selfless service to promote the Manipuri dance in the world platform. Till February 2002, she was dancing. And in May, she died. She said that, I will dance if I have the soul and there is pulse in my body. I will not leave aside dance. I will keep on dancing. That was her willpower. And her followers, her students, became nowadays dance gurus also. And this institute, after foundation in 1984, had given series of programs inside India and abroad and in neighboring areas. And this institute has three divisions. One is training unit, second is performing unit, and third is the research unit.
And that was the leader of the Indian group that took part in the first international festival of folklore music held in the small village of Čelopeč near Sofia. Radio Bulgaria's Albena Bezovska went on the spot to deliver us this report. And at the end of this music show today, we bring you another Bulgarian folk song in the rendition of Pirin Folklore Ensemble.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.